I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it, rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe pile, sign pole, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE.
It's that time. Lock and load. The Michael Derry Show is on the air.
The Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, is at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing on Afghanistan oversight, answering questions about the botched withdrawal, the death of 14 of our service members, Americans stranded, almost $100 billion in our assets left in the hands of the Taliban. He is answered. No, that's right, he's not. He's a no-show. We're at the point where they are challenging whether or not we have the will to make the system work, or whether we're going to continue to say, well, because that's mostly what Republicans have done. The media is complicit in all of this. We've reached the point where it's either going to have to get ugly or it's going to get worse. The Secretary of Defense simply chose not to show up at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing on Afghanistan oversight after the debacle that was the withdrawal. Yeah. And let's see what they do about it. Jacob Robinson is the founder, CEO, chief marketing officer, and head construction guru at Dig World, a construction-themed adventure park. Jacob, why? Just why?
Well, we want to get kids and adults on construction equipment. That's why.
How did you come up with this idea?
Well, you know, it's been quite a few years in the making. My son is 6 years old, and from an early age, like most kids, obsessed with garbage trucks, heavy equipment, watching on YouTube, watching it in real life. And so we would take every opportunity we could to see the equipment and get as close as possible. And then 21 months, my son got sick. He contracted bacterial meningitis, and that illness left him with a whole host of disabilities. And so he has special needs now. And so when we came out of the hospital, I wanted to create something where he could work one day, people like him could work one day, or
that's
people
awesome.
Like him could come and experience a park. And so that was the birth of it. And then, you know, here we are in 2021, ready to launch a theme park.
How old is your son?
He's 6 years old now.
Oh, that's awesome. I think every business owner dreams of having their children join them in the business and eventually take over the business. It very rarely works out, but when it does, it's a beautiful thing. But I think every business owner, that is your dream to get to do. What did you do before this?
Yeah, so in the construction space, kind of, I've got a commercial cleaning company. And so we cleaned up construction sites all around Houston and Dallas. And that was dipping my toe in the water in the construction space.
My friend Derek Moore just sent me a message that he's my son's tutor, that y'all are buddies,
yes.
And you're a big Aggie. So that would make sense.
Yes, yes. We are buddies, and yes, I am a big Aggie. Both those statements are true from Derek.
Do you know anything about his tutoring services?
Yes, I do. I was never a kid that he tutored. I probably could have used his help growing up, but I'm very familiar with his business.
We were having a dinner party last week, and he was at the house tutoring my son, and he'd walked in, or he was leaving, I can't remember. And he really is, he's like Rain Man for tutors, right? He's just, yes. What he's been able to do, Keats had a famous line, he said, education is not filling a bucket, it's lighting a fire. And what he has done for my oldest son, Michael T., is my son went from being a very good athlete and a student who did what he needed to do to you know, keep Tiger Mom off his back. He went from that to being a kid who now is joining academic organizations and reading in his spare time and watching documentaries and learning things on his own unrelated to school. He has so sparked I've just never seen anything like it. He is the child whisperer when it comes to this stuff. So he's coming in or leaving, and Eddie Martini was there, and there was a group of us. The Breathe MD doctor, and so we're around this table, and I said, you know, he's the best tutor in the world, and Eddie Martini said, well, teach me something, and so he was going to teach him the times tables of 25 to 35, 25 times 25, 25 times 26, and I said, Derek, we don't have that much time, like jokingly that Eddie will never learn it, and in about 5 minutes, he had him able to recite using tricks and tools, and Eddie the next day was just blown away. I've never seen anything like that. Like, he just taught me something that I never knew using tricks and tools and built my confidence. But anyway, back to your business, Dig World. So you kept the side business and you're starting this. When does this launch?
Yeah, so we are breaking ground in the next few weeks and we're aiming to be open by the end of the year, maybe early January. But December, January is the tentative time frame right now.
Are you financing this thing yourself?
We raised capital. We threw some money into it, and we raised some capital from investors around the Texas area.
So what kind of equipment are you going to have? How old are the kids? What's the minimum age? That sort of stuff. Can you play Crash 'em Up Derby with any of the equipment? Because that'd be cool.
That would be cool. We may do that in phase two of the park. But phase one, so we've got a great partnership with Mustang Cat. Here in Houston, they jumped on with us early on. And so we're going to have 28 different pieces of equipment out there. Our target age is really it's anybody. We've had a great response of people making sure that adults can come. And, yes, it's for the whole family. But kids between, call it 3 years old to 9 years old would be technically our target demographic. But we want kids and everybody to come out and operate these machines. So you're going to have excavators doing three different things. You're going to be able to just dig dirt. Then some of the games you're going to be able to do, you'll be able to knock over bowling pins. You'll be able to pick up certain objects and relocate them, see how good you are with your skills. We'll have skid steers that you can drive around.
Wait. And then we've gone from that little scam they had at Chuck E. Cheese with the glass case, and you pick something up, and if you could just move it over here, you'd win like a $500 iPhone, but nobody ever won it, to now you're operating.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. I love the fact that Mustang Cat got involved. If you tell me they donated all the equipment, then I would brag on them for a week, because the fact that they see the future of their industry in this park is just that's foresight right there.
Well, it took I think 10 minutes in a meeting for them to recognize it, see it, see the value in it, and then we've got a great educational partnership with Texas A&M. Obviously, my business partner and I went to A&M, but their construction science department has signed on with us to develop all of our educational curriculum. And so when schools come, field trips will be a large component of our weekly attendance.
This is so exciting. Your biggest challenge is going to be narrowing the number of things you do, not expanding them, because there's so many ways this can explode. Hold on just a moment. Jacob Robinson, Dig World. How cool is that?
The Michael Berry Show.
I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it, rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe pile, sign pole, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeyardInc.com. 409-788-PIPE. 409-788-PIPE.
I'm an excavator.
What is it? Is this the current thing? This is like current? Okay. This is like the Wiggles for today's kids? Jacob, you know Blippi?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I wonder what Tonka trucks did for, like, Caterpillar sales. Like, who didn't want to drive a big dump truck because of Tonka trucks?
That's right.
What all are we going to have there?
We're excavators, skid steers, and UTVs that you can operate. And then on certain weekends, Caterpillar is going to bring out some big, big machines that you can sit in and take pictures with.
You have the pricing model? Done.
So the pricing model is going to be released in the next couple of weeks for our general admission and birthday parties. So if your listeners are out there, go to digworldtx.com. You can sign up, and we'll get you. You'll be the first to find out the pricing models and be able to sign up for your birthday parties, field trips, and corporate events.
So Dig World was already taken?
It was.
No, it says it's for sale if you just be willing to kick in $55,000.
That's right. If you wire me the check, you and I can split the domain.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. I do see a huge upside here. Not going to lie to you. This seems to me like the kind of thing that a foundation would even be willing to write a check for. Or, you know, like you find one guy that lives in River Oaks but owns a construction equipment company in Pasadena that's like, I like this. Here, how much you need? And that's where you got to ask for a bunch, right? $500,000. Here you go. And then you wish you'd ask for $1 million. Guarantee right. You there's some guy out there that if the right call was made to him or he heard it, would be like, yeah, just name one of the bathrooms for me. I know the type. These are the guys that bought the biggest memberships at the RCC, and they love to pour mouth about how they grew up in Galena Park. Yeah, but you live on River Oaks Boulevard now, and you have two private jets. But they love the fact that they grew up, and they earned it the right way. They went to A&M. They earned it, and they want to give something back.
That's right. Well, we've got sponsorship opportunities available. And then also, over the next 24 months, our plan is to expand these across the Southeast to various markets, including other markets here in Texas. And so, log on to digworldtx.com and shoot us an email. We'd love to talk to you.
What has been the reaction so far? What did, I guess, like, I wouldn't have even thought about birthday parties, but I guess anytime you do kid stuff, it's not Chuck E. Cheese anymore. They want interesting stuff. It's laser tag and trampoline parks and, you know, superheroes. I guess that would have been the one I didn't see coming, but that makes sense.
Well, you know, we were blown away. We sent out the press release a couple weeks ago. It gained some great traction. I think within, you know, 3 or 4 days, we had over 200 birthday party requests submitted. And so we've been blown away. We knew in our heart of hearts that people would love it, and the people we were talking to and trying to raise money from. We had good feedback, but, you know, you never really know until you shoot it out there and test the water. And so we've just been blown away with people excited about it. And even adults, you know, emailing us, making sure that they can come. And absolutely. Anybody can come.
Yeah, you'll have corporate parties for sure. I see that coming. So I see a kid, you know, on a pretty big Caterpillar. You're talking about skid steers and stuff like that. Will you have a remote control switch, a kill switch like they do on go-karts?
That's a great question. So the excavators, for example, we've got them programmed through Caterpillar, through A&M, through some other individuals where the excavators will be stationary. They'll only go to the certain degrees to the right and to the left and then be able to dig. And so skid steers will be governed, but ultimately on all of them, we'll have kill switches that we can remotely shut them down if we need to.
Educational event focus, top of the line, 3.5 acres. You already have the property?
We do. It's going to be adjacent to Katie Mills Mall here. It's going to be next door to Bass Pro. So you'll see it from I-10.
Oh, I know exactly where that is. So is it east or west of Bass Pro? I guess it has to be west.
If you're looking at it, it's, I guess, to the right, or excuse me, to the left of it. So that's probably...
Jacob, I'm a man, not a woman. I describe things in east-west, not right-left.
Let's go. Then I'm pretty sure...
What kind of Aggie says it's to the left of it if you're looking at it, but your back is to the silos?
But you got to break it down if we're talking Aggies. I got to make sure we're looking at the same thing. We're talking right and left.
No. East-west is always consistent. That's the beauty. See, now I will tell
that's
you that you have to be able to do both, because it's the mommies that are going to make or break this business if this becomes
about kids.
But, you know.
So it's to the east of it.
We had a guy on. I don't think they ever came to Houston. We had a guy on several years ago, remember? And he was doing this, but he didn't see the child component, which is a huge miss. It's a different business for adults. But he was doing corporate parties, and this was up somewhere near Dallas. And my buddy Brad Juno was listening. And Brad has owned Juno Exploration, Contango Mining in Alaska. He's had lots and lots of businesses, and he could fund this thing. And he said, tell the guy that I want to open, because the guy said, you know, I'd like to open a Houston location as a franchise. And Brad said, I'll do it right now. He's got a big ranch in Normandy. He said, I'll do it right now. How much is the check? I want to do this, because he wanted to play on the stuff. And I don't know if that petered out. I don't know what happened, but I thought that was really cool. I could see, with 3.5 acres, you could eventually have, last thing you need, and I hated when people did this for me, was somebody, you know, proposing new business ideas. But I could see an adult component to this with some amazing stuff.
That's right.
I don't get any stuff.
No, we have parts of the area dedicated for kind of phase two, phase three. That'll be bigger machines that'll just be adult focused. Because the guy you're referencing up in Dallas, they do have an office up there. That's Extreme Sandbox. And I don't put us as competitors because, like you said, they focus on, I think it's 14 and older. You pay a couple hundred bucks to go do a one-time experience. We want you coming every weekend to come back and put, you know, Johnny or Susie on the machines and then go on with your Saturday or Sunday.
I learned so much. It's like the bridal market and the wedding market, the funeral business. There are these entire industries that until you're in it, you don't see what a big industry it is. And kids' events, my goodness, how much money I spent on jumpy machines and the vans that come out with all the video games in them. I mean, that is such a huge opportunity. And the neat thing about yours is this could be some school field trips. I mean, this is the opportunities are limitless. It's fantastic. Your
yeah.
biggest challenge is people finding that you're out there, and we've now solved this because you've been on the Michael Berry Show. It's done.
Agreed.
Just start cashing the check.
And I think on the field trip component, we're talking to some sponsors. So if you've got any listeners out there, one of our sponsorship levels is a company coming in and saying, hey, if there's a lower income school in the greater Houston area that for whatever reason cannot afford to go out to the park, we're going to sponsor those kids to go out to the park because we want everybody to be able to come, no matter where you live, no matter where you're from. We want to give you the opportunity to come and learn about construction, learn about these machines, and just have fun.
Yeah, and somebody out there that knows how to write funding requests, there's the Brown Foundation, Jones, there's Sarah Robertson, there's several of these foundations that write checks for projects just like that. You could have your whole non-profit component of this that does good. Good for you, Jacob Robinson, digworldtx.com. Good luck, buddy. We'll talk to you again when y'all open.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bud. It's just good Aggie. Just good Aggie doing good stuff. You gotta like that. You see this story about Pete Townsend? Roger Daltrey told him that he'd lost his favorite old lime-colored belt, and he said, relax, it's only a green-aged waistband.
This is the Michael Berry Show.
Enjoy it.
Metzger is an attorney in Galveston. Producer Kenny posted a video of a guy walking along in Galveston dressed as Michael Myers in the movie Halloween. Mask on his face, long knife. long, black, flowing clothes, walking along the beach before the big storm hit. And we thought it was kind of funny, right? And you'd love to know who's in there because, you know, somebody, you know, it's like Chance McClain makes all these songs. You're like, well, you ought to make a song where Lena Hidalgo is actually, and then you come up with this whole thing and you're half drunk and then you never actually do it. Well, Chance does it. He writes the words down and he records all the parts and he produces it down and he saves it, mostly to never be heard by anybody again, just to get it out of his system. So you got to be wondering, who is the guy who did this? And why did he do it? Well, it turns out it is Mark Metzger, who is an attorney down there and pretty well known. Dennis Byrd, my buddy that owns the spot, knows him. And I got him trying to track him down. And Jimmy Fullen, our buddy who's the constable down there, is trying to track him down. And I'm asking the sheriff, Trocasay. Is it Trocasay or Trocasette? You know, it should be Trocasay, but we're west of the Sabine, so they may say Trocasette. I don't know. We say Hebert over here. I can't imagine the Heberts in my high school class being Heberts. They're Abears, even though we were kind of straddling the Sabine. Everything was... Anyway, so I'm trying to track Mark Metzger down. Write this number down if you know him, because I only have one more segment, and I would I'd like to ask him why in the hell he did this and how much fun he had doing it. 713... Oh, here he's calling us. Here we go. He's calling us right now. Here we go. Wait, see, I don't know if he's calling the show or he's calling our license. Dennis Byrd makes stuff happen. Look at this. He's making this happen. Oh, my goodness. So, oh, here we go. Mark, don't say anything stupid. You're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. I'm going to give you the number to call us back.
Very well.
713. Oh, Mark, I'm really important. I can't be waiting. Even one second lost is millions of dollars. 713-212-5874.
5874.
Right now? All right. Yep,
right now. Yes, sir.
What if he'd said something dumb? Oh, that's him. That's probably him right there. Let's see. This is Mark Metzger. He's about half nuts. We'll find out if he's 100%. Okay. Is he up? Mark?
Hello.
What in the hell were you doing? You're on the air. What in the hell were you doing?
Oh, we're just having a little fun.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You thought you'd walk along the beach in a Michael Myers outfit with a mask covering your face, a black friar outfit that looks like a guy out on a murderous spree, and a long dagger, and what? People would go, whoever's in there has got a heck of a sense of humor.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so did you tell anybody you were going to do this before you did it?
Not really. It was well.
Were you drunk?
My good friend, no, not at all. No, my good friend Chris Carlson and I, we kind of come up with little shenanigans, you know, on rainy days and you know times when there's a lot of just nothing to do, a lot of negative stuff going out there. We try to, you know, just
Ramon, no
to,
homo, you know, but this dude's a good looking dude and he's jacked.
Yeah, well, that's the beautiful thing about this. We try to work with things that work with us, with our personalities or with our physical side. That's just what's beautiful about this this costume or this character is that the size is, you know, half the costume. You know, you have to have the size. And
I mean,
and I think
jacked.
It's a readily
this dude is swole.
Known person.
He shops at
you know?
Swole Foods.
I figured it's just a well-known character that's been around since the 80s that that everyone would realize it's a joke. It's something funny. I did it on the water's edge, like 100, 150 yards from everybody on a desolate beach. Right? Yeah, I just figured it would just, you know.
Are you still this jacked up?
Yeah, 6'4", 280.
You're not dyeing your hair blonde anymore?
Oh, no.
Okay, that was a phase.
That was an undergrad phase.
Did you do that? No, it's not. Here's you as a lawyer. Don't lie. Did you do that yourself, or did you have a hairdresser do that?
When?
There's one picture. When you were dyeing it blonde.
Oh, I probably did it myself.
Okay.
I was too embarrassed to actually go have it done professionally and ask someone to do that to me.
All right, so how long? So first of all, did you have the outfit already, or did you have to go buy it?
No, we had the outfit already.
Okay, so this is you and another dude thinking this is hilarious.
Yeah,
which,
correct.
By the way, I do too. Okay, so you put the outfit on, and is he the one filming you?
No, I just, we kind of talked, he's up in Houston, and so we kind of talked about it. And like, hey, what are you doing today? I was like, I'm not doing anything. What are you doing? I kind of threw it around. I was like, well, I kind of want to just go walk down the beach and hang out. And he's like, you should do it as Michael Myers. So I was like, oh, that's a good idea. And
but which part of that seemed like a good idea? Like, yeah, why didn't I think of that?
Well, it's just we do this. We've been doing this, you know, for 5-6 years now. I lead the Silkies Hike for Irreverent Warriors. It's a veteran organization where we do these hikes throughout cities in the United States.
You're a Marine, right?
Correct. Yes, sir. And we do it in our Silkies, our Silky shorts with our gear to build, you know, camaraderie through humor. And we have these events. So we're always doing a hike or a walk somewhere in a costume or doing something silly to kind of, you know, brighten people's days, brighten our own days, you know, crack smiles, generate.
It's called
laughter.
A sense of humor. No, most people
exactly.
don't have one.
Unfortunately, in these days, they do not. I mean, I don't think there's been those people throughout history, but
Ramon,
even more prevalent.
Literally
today.
Has 10 questions on the screen for me to ask you that he is so fascinated by this whole thing. Hang with us for just a moment. What were you doing when Dennis called you?
With my wife, we're driving down to the seawall actually, trying to survey any damage or anything
that we can do. Who are y'all going to dress as today, or do we have to wait and see because it'll be in the news? Hold on just a second. Mark Metzger, if you haven't seen the story, go online. I think we've got it posted to MichaelBerryShow.com. You'll see it anywhere. Lawyer arrested on Galveston seawall dressed as Michael Myers from Halloween. It's pretty funny.
This is the Michael Berry Show.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations.
If your tree limbs are down, our friend Louis Flory is slammed today, but they are going out and clearing down limbs. Ability Tree Experts, our show sponsor, my friend, the guy who trims our trees and keeps them back, because you can see what happens when high winds cause your limbs to fall. 281-441-4179. Ability Tree Experts. 281-441-4179. It's Louis Flory and his team. 281-441-4179. Great guy. So I told Mark Metzger during the break, he said they're on their way down to seawall. And I said, my wife and I used to own a house, catty corner of Galvez. It's the Jack Horner Plum Painted Lady. It's two lots, four unit in the back, and a duplex up front, built in 1907. He said, I'm standing in front of it right now. Sent me a photo of him in front of it with the damn mask. He's still wearing the mask. Metzger, what is wrong with you? In an A&M jacket. Are you an Aggie?
Yes, sir.
Of course you are. You didn't take the photo and the video that's gone viral. Who did that?
Well, the photo under Murdoch's, so I'm like staring off into the distance. My friend Chris Carlson had that idea, and he's like, Mark, you take a photo just like staring off, like this pensive, you know, quiet solitude with the knife behind the back. And I'm like, awesome. But I'm down here by myself. You know, my wife's at work all day yesterday. She's a registered nurse.
What does she think about all this? Is she in on this joke, or is she going, wow?
She had no idea. She was calling me to check on how I was doing as I was sitting in the back of the police car.
But you do like criminal defense, so this ain't your first ride.
Oh,
you
no,
ain't worried.
Not at all. I've been in the silver bracelets a couple times.
You know, that doesn't surprise me. It really doesn't surprise me. So what did she say? Like, Mark, grow up? Or did she go, it's all right, he's having fun?
No, that's why I married her. She knew what she was signing up for.
She knew what she was getting. Okay, so how long are you down there playing this Michael Myers and Halloween part by yourself? See, if there were some people off to the side laughing, that would be they're just having fun. You're by yourself, which adds to the freakishness of this.
Yeah, it was solely because when I got into Murdoch's, I there's no one to take the photo, and so when I got into Murdoch's, there's just those half stilts where there was, I guess, a hurricane that knocked the piers over. So there was somewhere where I could actually prop my phone up against the post to kind of, as I set the selfie timer on 10 seconds, so I punched it and I ran in front of it and took the picture, and then I, you know, carried on my way. But yeah, all by myself, I put my phone back in the Ziploc bag, put it in my pocket, and I just kept walking. And I'm just thinking the whole time, like, God, the things I do for fun. And kind of just going, having some exercise. I was in a, you know, I was in a weatherproof suit because of the conditions outside, and a COVID compliant mask. You know, maintain social distancing.
Okay, do you have a lot of costumes? Because my friend Michael Holthouse, who we had on earlier, is a Halloween freak. He has literally thousands of costumes. Is a warehouse full of costumes.
Yeah, I feel a little embarrassed by the fact that I had to explain to my wife we had to get two new storage units this year solely for the bins and bins of costumes that we have, and I had to label them. You know, I've got one with, you know, unicorns, one with Santa outfits,
oh,
one with Halloween,
God.
One with, you know, of course, Mardi Gras down here. You know, three bins for the Mardi Gras costumes.
You got to meet my friend Michael Holthouse. He has entire warehouses full of stuff, and I mean, like, world class. If you see him in his Halloween costume, you don't, and he does three costume changes in a night. You don't know. He and his wife do this. You don't know that it's him. You can't tell that it's that intense. Okay, so describe them coming to arrest you.
Well, like I said, the videos, all the stuff, those were taken by just random people on the seawall. And I thought, and this kind of leads to the funny part of it, thankfully, because I didn't get shot, but I thought they might have been messing with me because the whole time I walked about 20 blocks before they encountered me. And the whole time the Galveston Beach Patrol, they're in their vehicles on the beach. They're circling me from time to time. They're playing the Halloween theme through their PA system. You know, I stop, I square off in front of them. So, you know, I do not break character and just kind of awkwardly stand there staring at them. They're staring at me. I'm staring at them. And
yeah. Why would you, when you might be posing a threat to them? Okay. All right. I got you. By the way, Connie Stagner tells me that you were a regular at the RCC. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about that, Ramon? Who would have guessed? Hey, that goofy guy out there, that's one of our members. Okay, all right.
Yep.
Okay, so go
Absolutely.
Ahead. So if they're playing the Halloween theme, that sounds like they're in on the joke.
They're playing the Halloween theme. They stop. Hey, can we take a photo? I kind of awkwardly nod yes, like a, you know, like I said, I don't break character. They get out of the vehicle. They take a selfie with me.
Is this Galveston PD?
This is the Galveston Beach Patrol, the lifeguards.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Right. But they're in their lifeguard trucks. They're on me the whole time. And so when GPD showed up on the seawall, mind you, I'm about 100 yards from them, I figured they have a line of communication together. They're kind of, they know what's going on. And so I thought they were just going to kind of like, hey, who are you? Where are you going? What are you doing? We just want to make sure that this is a prank and not some crazy dude looking for his 15 minutes. And so I just thought it was going to be a community caretaking, a welfare check. But so I kind of just stand towards them in character. They're standing towards me, and then I just keep walking, and they kind of motion for me to, hey, stop, you know, because I can't hear them from where I'm at. And then they walk down the stairs onto the beach, and so I start to walk towards them as Michael Myers in that slow, creepy walk, knife displayed clearly out to the side. And then that's when the guns come out, and I'm okay, it got real. So I kind of slip the knife out, and I think they were giving me commands. I couldn't hear all of the commands because of the wind and the rain, and I've got this rubber mask over my face. So I just got to my knees, put my hands behind my head, and sure enough, he kind of saw it from there. And the first thing, he cuffs me and then rips the mask off.
And you're like, wow, that's an expensive mask, dude.
Yeah, he rips the mask off, and it was like it's literally a scene from Scooby-Doo when I'm just like, would have got away with it if it wasn't for these meddling parents.
Yes.
And the first thing he yells at me.
Wait, hold on, Mark. Wait right there. So, unfortunately, we're up against a break, and we can't continue on. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk offline, and within 15, 20 minutes, we'll post the rest of our conversation to the podcast. I can't let this guy go. This is just money. Wait right there. So this will be posted as it'll be Mark Metzger podcast. You can fast forward if you've been listening up till now. And catch up. We'll put a little break in there so you'll see where it is, and then we'll continue our conversation. How cool. He's an RCC member and a listener. Our tentacles run deep into the crazy, goofy, wacky. You know, anybody that would do that is either insane or cool as hell. We'll figure out which one he is. All right, it'll be posted in about 15, 20 minutes to the podcast as a standalone or, say, Mark Metzger interview.
I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it. Rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe pile, sign pole, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE.